People in Halifax give Dartmouth a hard time, don't they? Which is always the case, you know, when you have a large city next to a smaller one. I mean, it's foolish, really, but we're the same way in St. John's with Mount Pearl, you know? Because you think of that place as being a, you know, a smaller, less cultural, less progressive hole. Thanks, Halifax. I'm Johnny Harrell.
I'm Ben Wright.
Tim O'Reilly.
Nathan Smith.
Rob McLaren.
Kyle Kirkpatrick.
And we're the Barrel Boys.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought all the people that I knew who didn't drink were self-righteous people, holier than thou. So it never occurred to me that Alcoholics Anonymous was filled with people who had drank like I did, and now were the same people that I used to drink with. The same people that I liked, only now they weren't drinking. They were people just like me who had been drinking for a long time and found out that it didn't work for them anymore.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
This is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Canada.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is Play With Records. Get your favorite records. Put them on a machine. Play With Records.
Hello, you were listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. This week, we've got another fun special episode for you, featuring a conversation with local electronic artist Ricky Brandt, a.k.a. Cacao, who has graced our studios and airwaves before, including his 2026 Release Radar Top 20 Countdown wins last December, regular airplay over many years with his many local releases, and a few years ago, leading a great beginner-level DJ workshop and live DJ set from our studios as part of our Airwave YGK series. Today, we welcome Cacao back for a chat and some fresh spins from his newly released full-length album, Elemental, a production overflowing with high energy, high texture, totally danceable, uplifting bangers that are perfect for your summer days and nights. Before we listen to the new spins, let's jump into a chat with this amazing guy. Thanks for joining us. All right, Ricky, thank you so much for joining us here on the Release Radar Rundown right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Not your first time riding with us on the airwaves. It's such a pleasure to have you back. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much. I'm super grateful to be here chatting with you about it.
And it's been about 7 months since your huge wins of the Release Radar Rundown series, where the community voted on what was the best single and what was the best album and who came in number one. You did.
I'm again just super grateful for everybody who, you know, is listening to it, picking it up. You know, it's something very different and out of pocket for generally the Kingston kind of scene. So I'm just absolutely humbled and grateful for that.
Amazing. Well, Ricky, for some of our listeners who are less familiar with your work as Cacao, maybe you can tell us about yourself and the work you do as Cacao.
For sure. So I'm Cacao, aka Ricky Brandt. I'm here on the scene. I am an Indigenous mixed bass music artist. I've been doing it for about 8 years now. Through a crazy evolution of that time, I've very much molded my sound into a heavy driven electronic bass, almost leaning toward dubstep and like bass house kind of feels. I've been throwing on shows for years, promoting everybody who I can in the scene, working with everybody from, like, you know, Savannah Shea to D98 to Nolan Hubbard, Will Hound, just so many different people in the community, to just create something bigger than ourselves, you know. And love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are the one of the most prolific musicians that I know in this city. Seriously, like once a month, there's something new from you coming out. It's just amazing to see, not only for the work that you're doing yourself as an artist, but the collaborative work you're doing. You just talked about, for example, you did something last year or the year before with Savannah Shea, but
absolutely.
You've been also very intricately linked with a lot of other folks like Dupel and folks like that too. Tell us a little bit more about some of that collaborative work, especially on the electronic scene.
Yeah, so collaborating with Dupel for a long time has, I think 3 or 4 years now, has been really dope. Now there's Nathan Amy as well, who is his Dupel's collaborator in D98. We've worked together and recently released a single with a Juno Award winner, Jordan. And it's called Watercolors. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. But also through that collaborative effort, I was able to get Dupel on a couple of my tracks for the Elemental release. And we've did Sweat, a couple of tracks on Sweat together, the title track Sweat.
Nice.
Such a banger. I've been working with him for a while, and he just has a vision, you know, and I can really respect people who have this artistic capability to be able to produce that ultimate goal and vision that they see. And he works, and they work really hard at it. And just, you know, like attracts like in that sense, birds of a feather, and we make some bangers.
Absolutely. Sweat in particular, that's something in my playlist all the time, brother. Now, So Dupel, for example, is really lyric driven. You are more behind the production kind of mixing behind the scenes kind of thing. How does that interplay work when you're producing music together?
Often I'll come to him with a full fleshed out idea, and he'll listen to it like a couple of times. And because of Dupel's sensibility to just easily pick up on the pocket of things, he'll have the lyrics done. I remember, what was it? It might've been 24/7 or something off of Metamorphosis that we did, maybe SMD or one of those tracks. He had came in and he had an idea of the track. And within an hour, he had written the whole thing, and we had recorded it in the session just super quick. We have a really good linear workflow where we know, like, get through the whole take kind of thing, do doubles, backups, anything extra that I think I might want to, like, glitch out or use for certain standouts or accents in different parts. And, it's really fun producing with him that way. But yeah, generally the idea is always fleshed out before I come to them with it.
Nice. And now one thing that I've noticed about your work too, dude, you love that bass. Why? Why?
Bass, it resonates, you know, when you stand in front of subs at a live venue and you can feel that massive resonance in your entire body, that changes you. Like, it, when you're there in the crowd and everybody's uplifted and you feel the music physically, and it, I don't know, the dimensions of textures can just take you to new places in your mind, in your body, in your soul, where, like, you've never explored. And, like, I think that electronic music is some of the most creative, forward-thinking music because of this reason, and that, I don't know, it's astounding to me.
Well, I have to say, last time I was listening to Metamorphosis in my car, I was listening to it to so loudly. My sound system is just, you know, whatever the factory setup is. Yeah. I don't have anything particularly fancy in my car, which I should. But, okay, the windows are rattling in here. I absolutely feel that. Love the bass lines and everything that's going on in all of the work that you do. All right, so, buddy, you've got a brand new full-length out. Another one. My goodness. I don't even know how you get it done so quickly. But Elemental, it's out now.
Out now, yes.
So tell us about it, buddy.
So, yeah, Elemental, starting from, I guess, ground up, it was a collection of songs where I had made the last song first. And it was after Metamorphosis came out, after Groove Inc. came out, and I felt like I was in a new range of production. I was able to really get in tune with how bass feels to me and the way the songs came about was really natural as a progression through the start of the year till pretty much end of May or start of June, I finished the album. And it came really naturally, especially with after touring with Dupel, going to Ottawa, Montreal, and Toronto, playing with a bunch of other people, doing the Drop Zone show. There was just so much influence that came through the album from people like Staztek and Vic, Wilhound, and D98, Dupel, Nate. And then that through the experiences of going to the cottage with our friends, and it all amalgamated into a very focused, party album that I feel like when I named the album Elemental, I was moved by the mass of nature, and the scope of that for me resonates in bass, when lightning strikes, fire, you know, the water, these sounds resonate with the energies of the world and the collective resonance of nature that I feel within myself, being Indigenous, having played concert with Sarah Harmer, talking about Bill 5 and Bill C5, trying to protect wetlands and peatlands. It all just accumulated into a sense of something larger than myself, and the music very much is in tune with that. It's a massive sounding album, very bassy, very dancey. The energy of me very much comes through in it, and that I'm a very excited, energetic, happy, forward motivated, positive person, and I want to put that intention within the music. Say the title track Grateful, it's just I'm grateful just to know you, and I truly am, with every intention of meeting somebody, asking their name, saying actually how are you with intention, and not have it pass, because you affect me as I affect you. And that's what I wanted to put into this album. And through party mode kind of stuff, having a drip with Dupel, it's just some nasty funk get down to Me Without You, a track I did with Atiari, which is about an emotional, tangible kind of connection across distance, where it's what would I be without you, having you had you affect my life, you know? And yeah, a lot of real positive, uplifting intention in the album, and I hope that it can affect people in that way.
So awesome, buddy. All right, and now, can you break down a couple of the tracks for us? We can start with the lead single, Grateful, but maybe give us a couple of highlights of some of the songs, including anything that you did collaboratively.
Yeah, absolutely. So Grateful, the title track, I was talking to a lot of people out west trying to set up a tour for the end of summer, and things kind of amalgamated and shifted, and I pivoted, and I'll come back to that eventually. But I had met a bunch of people And like, they just were super open and gave me connections. So I wrote this track Grateful because I found the hook and I just wanted to uplift people in that one and just be thankful. And then again, I was just describing me without you there with Atiyari. They did a beautiful job coming into the studio and singing. We did a couple of takes. One was just, we couldn't get it for a little bit. And eventually we figured out tuning and the key was of the song was really weird. So we got it. And it took a few sessions, but they were just, they're always amazing to work with. Like I had Atiyari on my Quantum Entanglement album there mm-hmm. as well. And yeah, they're a really good friend. And that track, I think, is a beautiful breath of air in an otherwise really intense dancey bass album. I put it exactly as the middle track for that reason. So it's, you could get a little bit of space between the bass. yeah, one I really like is Free Your Mind, parts 1 and 2. I had based them off samples that were around saying free your mind, and I wanted to create just nasty, funky drops and just make you feel the bass like, what is this like nastiness that I am experiencing, you know? So get that bass face mode on.
and blasting out my windows again. I can't wait.
Even better. Yeah.
Awesome. So, yes, when I'm pulling into Canadian Tire at the bottom of Division Street and people are looking at me in my car because my music's too loud and the windows are rattling, it's on you, buddy.
They're like, what are you listening to? I need some of that.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, Ricky, awesome. Now that you've got this new album, it's released now. How do people get a hold of it?
You can get it online on my website at cacaoofficial.com, cacao.bandcamp.com. You can buy it or you can stream it anywhere. It's all live. You can reach out at Cacao Official on Facebook and Instagram to, you know, get in touch, check it out. Check out the promotions around it and, yeah, get a general feel for what I do. So
fantastic. And now, Ricky, summer is upon us. It's all sorts of hot, hot, hot. And you got some hot music going on right now. Where can we see you playing locally, regionally?
So I'm throwing an Elemental release party at Muziki on July 25th. That's a Saturday. It's a pay what you can, no cover kind of show. I'm bringing in Matt Almeida, as I said before, and DJ Zari as well. They're going to be spinning the ones and twos as I'll be playing most of the album and some new stuff.
And now, Ricky, before we close, how can we also stay up with the latest news about all things Cacao?
CacaoOfficial.com is the best one. I mean, there's all kinds of different things going on. Kingston Live, we've put out a few shorts and a reel going in depth. Of Cacao kind of stuff and mental health, cacaoofficial.com, Cacao Official at Instagram, Cacao Official at Facebook. Yeah, get it.
Absolutely. Ricky, thank you so much for joining us again, talking about all things Cacao and this amazing new album, Elemental, out now. I'm just waiting to talk to you again in like maybe 3 more weeks when you drop your new album. You are so prolific.
I'm aiming for the start of September for my new album, actually.
Yes, you totally are. Okay, well, huge congratulations to you. Amazing that you've got your new the new show coming up at Muziki too. But folks, thank you. Keep up with the latest, follow Cacao, go to the website, get out to Muziki on July 25th, and check out that show and be sure to contact Ricky to get a hold of this new album, Elemental, and also the back catalog, too. Amazing. Thank you, Ricky, for joining us.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Dana.
in your eyes. Visions in nature, gather around the fire. Turning your attention to ascension. We manifest attention. No lie, be true to your heart and use your mind.
gravity.
And welcome back. You just heard a number of banger selections from Kakao's latest full-length album, Elemental, out now. Thanks again to Ricky Brandt, also known as Kakao, for joining us for a conversation about his work. Be sure to follow him on Instagram via Kakao_official on Instagram. We've got time for just one more track from that album before we go, called, at least in the family-friendly presentation, That Music Shiz. Check out the album on your favorite streamers, but get it via Bandcamp in your collection and support a local artist. Be sure to get out to the album release party coming up on July 25th at Musiki as well. Before we close, just a reminder that local musicians who want their music to amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we'll end our show with That Music Shiz by local electronic icon Kakao from his new album Elemental. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
What if you fly?